Let's go to game balls and gassers. There's going to be a lot more game balls, I would think, than gassers today, frankly. But let's go get some game balls here, Darius.
How about Dante Fowler Jr.? Have a day, young man. The pick six to get things moving. As Carolina, by the way, good plan, good design to start the game. A couple really neat bits of misdirection, some really good running plays. Everyone was focused and worried about Chuba Hubbard in the middle. Well, how about a couple things on the outside? Oh, wait, it's ruined because Dante Fowler was a fly in the ointment there for a touchdown just to get things rolling.
Whoever was behind the planning, coordination, execution of Daryl Green's celebration, I do not yet take for granted that things go as well and seamlessly as that did and are done with the class and respect that that was. Every single element of the lead-up to the Daryl Green celebration, starting earlier in the week with his media tour, through him getting a key to the city from the mayor, to the halftime presentation with Adam Peters and Josh Harris on the field, Harris getting a massive pop from the crowd as he addressed everybody and welcomed Daryl Green out for his remarks, to the family being bussed in, joining him on the red carpet. Just a very well done event. It felt big leagues. It felt like a professional organization having an important celebration. And I'm not that far removed, and neither are you guys, from Sean Taylor's family being rushed out to the stadium as a distraction and standing in front of urinals. So I guess porta-potties.
Porta-potties.
There are probably urinals in there, but porta-potties is what I was looking for. It was a very, very odd situation, and we are nowhere near that anymore. And for that, I say kudos to everybody involved behind the scenes for putting on a great show.
Marcus Mariota, it's obvious, came in and played really well. It could have gone differently. It could have gone poorly, in fact. And we wouldn't be sitting here talking about, wow, they didn't miss a beat and give Kingsbury his flowers. Could have been turnovers. Could have been bad plays. Could have been a bunch of different things that might have happened, but they didn't. Stepped in, 18 to 23, 205 yards, averaging 9 yards per completion for a couple of touchdowns. Only sacked the one time, a 132.8 quarterback rating. Yes, please.
Terry McLaurin, when he was needed to help his struggling quarterback out and get him going, he stepped up big time on the 92-yard drive before the half that got Mariota in rhythm. 6 catches overall for 98 yards for Terry. You know, that is a 102-catch pace over the course of a season. That is a 1,665-yard season. 6 for 98 might not sound like a monster game. That's a really significant performance. Again, especially when you're up by a million and not throwing it a ton in the final quarter of the game to your number one wide receiver. So I thought he played really well, caught all 6 of his targets. Not only were there no drops, but there were contested catches. He was bailing guys out occasionally in terms of, you know, balls that maybe weren't placed perfectly. I thought he was excellent.
Well, Mikey Sanders still. You noticed number 0, didn't you? Led the team in tackles, had a tackle for a loss, broke up a pass. He is physical. You know what he's not afraid to do is hit. I don't know how long that's going to last. I don't know if, you know, there's a Derrick Henry around the bend that gives him a truck stick here, there, everywhere. But he comes flying up, attacks downhill, and lays wood on folks. Really, really impressive young player. I thought he played great yesterday.
Frankie Louvu is really good. I love Frankie Louvu. I don't have a whole lot new to say about number 4. Those of you that were around in the offseason when they were making moves know that this is my favorite addition they made. I just thought, even if he didn't make a lot of plays, which are a given, what he's going to provide as a heart and soul guy in the locker room was going to be a game changer organizationally. But he is so competent, no matter what you're asking him to do, dropping, moving around, coming downhill and thumping and stopping the run. I love him as a pass rusher. If they wanted to employ him as an edge all the time, just rushing off the edge, I believe he could go get 14 sacks. Like, I really think he's that type of pass rusher. He had another one yesterday to take over the team lead at the time in sacks on the season, but Frankie Louvu all day, every day for me.
Brian Robinson, speaking of thumping, how about that?
He's good.
How about that? You could see when he gets the football, there's a little bit of shoulder slump from the team, the opposite team. Carolina yesterday, oh, crap, it's number 8. Like, no one's real excited to tackle him. Think about just even on the touchdown. That's a microcosm. Contact was made not at the goal line, well in front of the goal line. There are two individuals whose job it is to stop his progress. Did they? They did not. He goes right through them as though they're not really there and is able to strength his way, to body lean his way, to effort and endeavor his way into the end zone. Just a powerful, frustrating the play against dude. Glad he's ours.
Cliff Kingsbury. So wait a second. I got to go out for 48 minutes of football, and I got to coach up offense without Jaden Daniels, the one-man band, the guy that supposedly is the only straw stirring this drink. I'll tell you what I'll do. We're going to go hang 420 yards and 6.7 per play on a bad defense. We're going to go out, and we're going to run the ball for 214 net, and I'm going to have the exact same passing efficiency and success with Marcus Mariota that we've had all year long with Jaden Daniels. Because my scheme is really good, because I've got a good thing going right here and right now for whoever's on the field. You want to challenge me with Jeff Driskel? We'll keep moving the pill. Tress, you go have a seat. This offense is awesome, and Kingsbury deserves a lot of credit.
Marquise Haynes and I believe Lonnie Johnson from the Carolina Panthers. Those are the guys that tackled Jaden Daniels and broke his rib, or whatever they did, whatever they did to his rib. Hurt his ribs, hurt his midsection. That's what caused the hit. That's what caused the problem. That's what's got me all in my feelings in a very weird way. Well, I didn't want to do that yesterday. All I wanted to do was watch my team beat your team. And we got to do that, but you kind of ruined it. You sort of ruined the vibe. We still had a good party, but you guys got rid of the music at like 8 o'clock and then turned all the lights on and made it weird. So, yesterday, you guys.
You were bummed, by the way, for a little while. On the text chain? And I get it. Before we got the update on Dan, there really hasn't been one. We'll get an official update from Dan Quinn. But I will say, before he came back out or looked okay on the sideline, like everybody else, I think we're all in the same boat. You're kind of nervous and wondering, did he crack a rib? Is this a 3 or 4 week thing? Like, what's going to happen here? But like, they're still moving and scoring, and you were kind of like, whatever. What's going on?
Seriously,
with
Dayton? Yeah. And not to trivialize it, but that's how I was feeling. I'm glad they won. Obviously, it's way better they beat the hell out of a bad team than the other
come
alternative.
Come the end of the season when he's back and healthy, and they're scratching and clawing for whatever seed
100%.
They're trying to get to, this is going to matter.
Yeah, it was certainly important. But, like, to me, this was the... Again, this is not to get too deep on it, but Sunday morning, a couple weeks ago, as you know, I got sideswiped with both my kids in the car. Everything was fine. Everything was awesome. We were having a great morning until, like, that. Now, everyone's fine, so it's not, like, nowhere near as that dramatic, and it's not, like, life-altering. People have their lives altered all the time. But that was my reminder. That was my, it can all change in an instant. That's how fleeting this all is. This era of good feelings and good vibes where it's like, can you believe how great this is? I can't believe it. Could you believe it either? Me neither. What's the greatest part? Let's compare notes about what's so great. One play. Just gone in a microsecond. And that weight didn't feel very good for a couple hours yesterday.